This week on Minnesota Native News, we present the first of three special episodes featuring a Minnesota view of the standoff at Standing Rock over the Dakota Access Pipeline. Our guide is guest contributor Roy Taylor, host of Indigeneity Now on KFAI and a member of the Pawnee Nation.
The confrontation started last April when a few tribal members set up camp along the Cannonball River in North Dakota. They wanted to stop construction of a nearly 1,200-mile-long pipeline intended to carry oil from the shale fields of North Dakota to storage tanks in southern Illinois. The builder is Energy Transfer Partners, and it had hoped the pipeline would be up and running the first part of 2017. But there's a problem.
And she will pray for us and speak on the water.
The pipeline passes through cultural and burial sites sacred to Native people. If and when it crosses the Missouri River, it will threaten the Standing Rock Tribe's water supply. The tribe and its allies say they're determined to protect the ground and the water from an illegal and immoral land grab. On Tuesday, more than 300 people showed up for a rally and march in downtown St. Paul.
Water is life!
The demonstration took place despite a big victory for the tribes the night before. Late Monday, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced it would not grant access to the Missouri River until it got more input from the tribe. On Tuesday, the builders sued in federal court, saying it doesn't need permission.
My name is Colette Rutel, and I am a professor at Mitchell Hamlin School of Law in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Can you give us a brief description in layman's terms of what you think the confrontation is all about there at Standing Rock?
If the pipeline was occurring on the reservation itself, the tribe would have veto power. Knowing that, many energy developers propose pipelines and other development just outside reservation boundaries. And that's what's happening here at Standing Rock, is there's a large-scale pipeline being built that is not crossing the reservation but has the potential to really disrupt the water resources and other natural resources as well as sacred sites. And that's why the parties are opposed to each other.
The parties are opposed on the ground and also in the courts. The pipeline company says the tribe was offered a chance to participate in public hearings and refused. But the tribe says federal law requires government-to-government talks on matters that affect its land or water. And that has not happened.
The tribe is bringing a request for a preliminary injunction in front of the appellate court now, which they're asking the federal court to tell the pipeline developer, you have to stop constructing the pipeline. But even that takes time, and the court hasn't yet made a decision and won't make a decision for weeks.
How does this pertain to Minnesota?
It definitely pertains to Minnesota because you see energy development and even broader just development creeping closer and closer to reservations in Minnesota. When you look at the Polymet mine, for example, many tribes in northern Minnesota have the right to hunt, fish, and gather off reservation in the area of that mine. And that mine could have significant impacts on water quality, on wildlife, on other resources that tribes have federally protected treaty rights to. I think this is something that, in particular, is going to impact White Earth and Leech Lake and other tribes with larger land masses in Minnesota right away. And that's why the Standing Rock issue has garnered such support, I think, throughout the Midwest.
In St. Paul Tuesday, one of the largest banners read, Minnesotans for Climate Justice. Homemade cardboard signs said, we support the water protectors, honor the earth, and no pipeline. Colette Rutel says tribes and environmental groups have worked together before, but the Trump administration may unite them even more.
We'll have to see whether under the Trump administration there is an increase in energy development and in development in general and how Indian tribes react. And so now is the time, I think, to be proactive, to think about the path forward, and quite frankly, to think about resistance.
Next week on Minnesota Native News, we'll hear what draws so many Native people from Minnesota to the tribal camps in North Dakota. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Roy Taylor.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.